247 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here's the translated text as follows. Leo M. Prane, 215 Brooklyn. Mr. Moses Frank of Atlanta is my husband's brother. I saw him at Hotel McAlpin in New York City on April 27th and April 28th. The letter you handed me, see post, PO 250, is in my son's handwriting. The word Yondef in the letter is Hebrew, meaning holiday. Cross-examined, Mr. Frank has no rich relatives in Brooklyn. My brother-in-law, Mr. Bennett, is a clerk earning $18 a week. My son-in-law, Mr. Stearns, is in the retail cigar business. As for my means of support, my husband and I have about $20,000 invested at 6% interest. We own the house we live in, which has a $6,000 mortgage on it. The house is worth about $10,000. My husband is not working. He is not in good health. Up to a year ago, he was a traveling salesman. These are the only relatives my son has in Brooklyn. Mr. Moses Frank, my brother-in-law, is supposed to be very wealthy. My husband is 67 years old. He is broken down from hard work and in very poor health. OCR Pappenheimer. I am a stockholder of the National Pencil Company. I have been receiving comparative sheets from Frank since March 1910. I have here the report for the week ending April 24th, 1913. I received it on Monday morning, April 28th. C.F. Ersenbach, I am married to a sister of Mrs. Leo Frank. On Saturday, about 20 minutes to 2, my cook told me that Mr. Frank had phoned and told me that he wasn't going to the game. I saw him on Sunday, after the murder, at my house. I saw no scratches, marks, or bruises on him. He seemed to be a little disturbed in mind. I saw him again that afternoon. He told us about the tragedy that evening. He gave me my raincoat, which he had borrowed previously. Cross-examined, he and his wife and my wife and I generally played cards on Saturday evening. Mr. and Mrs. Selig usually played poker on Saturday night. Mr. Frank borrowed my raincoat at 4:30 on Sunday when it was raining, and I met him about 6 o'clock on Washington Street, and he returned it. He never had that raincoat until Sunday afternoon. I am positive that he did not have it on Saturday. Mrs. C.F. Ersenbach, I am Mrs. Leo Frank's sister. I saw no scratches, bruises, or marks on Mr. Frank on Sunday. He was nervous, as one would have been under the circumstances. He borrowed a raincoat from my husband that afternoon. The raincoat was at our house on Saturday. Mr. Frank did not have it on Saturday. Cross-examined. On Sunday, when Mr. Frank was at the house, he told us he had been called downtown and that this little girl was murdered, and he told us what a horrible crime it was. He did not say who committed it. He said nothing about employing a lawyer. He said he had thought he heard the telephone ringing in his sleep the night before. He said when he saw the corpse, it was a gruesome sight. He said nothing about suspecting Newt Lee as being the guilty party. He said he was sorry he let Gant into the factory on Saturday afternoon because he mistrusted him, because he had not been honest. He did not say he thought Newt Lee or Gant had committed the crime.